We're talking Padres all season long. This is Padres Social Hour, coming to you from the AMR studio inside the team store.
We're back on Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studio. Padres Social Hour going on a trip to FIVA Island because we got Jason Verrett here, Pro Bowl cornerback. That's still got to be cool sounding for the San Diego Chargers. What's up, man?
Not much, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you're here checking out Padres Dodgers. Tell me how you got here, though, because it's a crazy story why you're here at this game.
Yeah, it was crazy. All happened to just be on Twitter, talking with the fans, and one of the fans, White, his name is, sent out a tweet and was like, man, if I get two tickets, would you come to the game with me? So I'm just thinking, why not, man, show some love to the fans.
Man, we try and be social here with our fans on Twitter, but maybe we have to give them like a guest spot on the couch when you're doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
You come to a lot of games?
Nah, this actually will be my second game. I came I think it was the Save Our Boats last time. I think I was here last year. But yeah, this is my first game of the year, though.
Have you been able to check out the ballpark yet, all the new renovations?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of the stuff, man. It's crazy.
What do you think?
It's off the hook, man. I like it.
Any of the food stands? I know you're a pro athlete. You got to keep the diet right. But
yeah, I'm actually hungry now. So, once we get done here, I'm going to try to go around some of the stands, man. So.
Yeah, the cheesesteaks look the best to me.
Okay.
So, got to check those out.
All
right, let's talk about you. How's the offseason been? Obviously, you come off a Pro Bowl year. How have you been managing that, maintaining that, getting ready for mini camps and OTAs and all that?
Man, it's been treating me well. First off, the Pro Bowl was lovely, man. I enjoyed it being out there and definitely
seeing. First time in Hawaii?
Yeah, for sure. So, the fam was out there, man. They definitely enjoyed it being out there. And, OTA has been offseason been treating me well. I'm back training in Carlsbad where I trained at for the Combine. And I'm with Jahlil Dye. A couple other Charger fans, Charger players are there too. And so, I've been grinding, man. It's been good.
I feel like it's always a grind. NFL is 365, and even when you're not doing team activities, you always have to be staying on your grind, for lack of a better phrase.
You said
that being healthy is the big thing for you this year. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm solid all around, and I definitely want to maintain that throughout the entire year.
One question, we mentioned the Pro Bowl. You went to Hawaii. I've always wondered this, especially as a defender. Obviously, it's known for being an offensive game, no real hits. Did you want to just light somebody up? Like, hey, this is still defense.
Oh, yeah. I definitely was taking it like a real game, for the most part in the beginning of the game. But once the flow kind of got a little bit chill, man, I was just out there just having fun.
Yeah, I'm also the guy who in pickup basketball is playing, right up in your grill, getting that defense going. So I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. But obviously, 4-12 last year, not what you guys were hoping for or expecting.
Right.
And I saw on Twitter a couple days ago, maybe a week ago, someone asked you, what was the biggest team need? And you said wins, which
right.
I love. That's a great answer.
Right.
But how do you get there?
So we've been doing, just fine throughout the offseason, man. We added a couple pieces that we needed to fill in certain positions. And definitely, this draft is going to be huge for us. And we're all just looking for a bounce back year. With Phillip, I think they went 4-12 before and backdoored and went 12-4. So we're definitely looking to do that.
Eric Weddle, somebody that you learned a lot from. You were under his wing a lot, and he's now no longer here, switching coasts. What did he teach you? What did he leave behind that you think can help you take you personally to the next level?
Just being myself, doing my 111 out there on the field. And as far as the leadership role, just making sure the guys are, following, And throughout my entire 2 years that I got chance to play with him, I just stayed under his wing, just watching his every movement, how he attacks the practice field, how he attacks the weight room, how he attacks every game. And so I remembered all those things. So going into this season, I'm just going to take that going.
It's funny because you've only been in the league 2 seasons, but you're talking about being a leader and kind of taking command of that. Is that weird for you, or do you feel like you've been in the league forever now?
Nah, it's definitely weird. I'm not really too much of the guy that, is vocal. I'd rather just lead by example. But, it's a time and place for everything. So I feel like I'm in this position for a reason. I definitely just wanted to earn my stripes, earlier in the year or early in my career, and I feel like I've been doing that.
You mentioned the draft a little bit earlier. That is coming up this month, Chargers number 3 spot. I mean, the mock drafts have you guys picking 30 different players.
Crazy.
Who you like?
I like Buckner, and I like Ramsey.
I think that secondary of the future is pretty tempting,
right? I like both of them, but I mean, I got my trust in Tom, and that, you know, they're gonna make the best decision for.
I think especially with Eric leaving, I think a lot of fans are salivating and maybe getting you a new running partner for 2016.
For sure.
You were TCU Pro Day recently too, right? That's gotta be cool. You're like part of the fam now for alumni. How is that?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm you know, it was an honor to be out there with LT, man. Being, you know, both of us are considered legends at that school, and you know, I had to go back to support, you know, my fellow teammates, you know, Josh Doxson, Aaron Green, Javon Boykin, and they all put on the show at their pro day. And definitely was cool seeing Coach P, he got a statue put up in front of the stadium. So that was pretty cool to be back there.
Man, well, thanks for taking the time. It's cool to have you here. Enjoy the game. I have to think about what I want to tweet at you now that we can do together. Paintball or skydiving or something.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Man, I appreciate you having me.
All right, Jason, appreciate it, man. Best of luck the rest of the offseason.
Thanks, bro.
Back after this on Padres Social Hour.